The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The only reason I didn't call in is because I own the company. This has got to be one of the worst Mondays ever because I just feel sluggish. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I meant that with everything in my bones, too.
Yeah, it's one of the least popular Mondays of the year.
Monday is already unpopular, right? She's already somebody we don't like.
We're like falling into like that thick like holiday season where it used to be between like Christmas and Thanksgiving, nothing's getting done. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's starting right now, dog. Like,
it's starting right now, you know, that I just want to be off for a week. Another week. And yeah, I just realized I was off most of last week, but yet for some reason it wasn't enough.
All I want to do right now is just listen to Mariah Carey music and eat tamales.
Oh, no!
You know, maybe drink some hot cocoa a little bit.
Oh, that's the sound.
It's finally appropriate, too. Because if you did anything for Christmas before Thanksgiving, that was not appropriate.
Oh, here we go. But look, you're in the spirit. Do you feel it too, Automatic?
I do feel it. I feel the little jingle bells in my little nitties.
That has a lot to unpack there. Is nitties slang for nipple?
It's slang for something.
And you have three of them.
Mm. So I'm feeling extra joyous.
Oh, God.
What?
Every time you're going to talk about Automatic's third nipple, it always just gets me.
You know what?
I'm going to clarify this. It is so small. It's like the size of like a pin.
Bro,
like,
you gotta stop talking about it because the internet's gonna ask you to show it to them. So.
Can you show it?
No.
Gift. Oh. You're in the Christmas spirit.
You would need a microscope to see like the actual hole.
I will be honest.
You get Automatic's third nipple for Christmas, you're on the naughtiest of naughty lists. All right. There's a lump of coal and then there's a third nipple and you're talking.
You must be really self-conscious about it because we had already had sexy time when he told me about his third nipple, and I didn't see it. So it must have been something that you, and then you showed it to me. I was like, oh, there it is.
You know, it's a great icebreaker. It's just something that you're, that if you don't have anything else to talk about, you can always just talk about a third nipple.
And on that note, I'm sorry that we presented this to you on Monday, but I'm not sorry.
Speaking of the third nipple, the Down and DM breakdown is coming up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Welcome back, Miss Sirmati. What's your song?
Yeah.
How you feeling after Big Fat Turkey Day?
Satisfying.
Me too. I always eat as much as I want. I don't feel bad about it. All right, so here we are. If you would like a reading with Sirmati, please call us 877-730-DCS1. As we always do, let's lead with a call. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
What's your first name?
Diana.
Diana, go ahead with your question.
I just want to know, what does it mean to dream with maggots?
You're dreaming about maggots?
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird. It was actually coming out of my daughter's head.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps because maggots are frightening, and they're just so wiggly and
gross.
So this, to me, when I pick up on her energy, is a lot of, I heard, burdens. So for her, this is all related to facing herself, facing her fears. And I think her fear stemming from feeling like there's not enough money financially coming into the home. That's where this all is coming from.
All right. And that fear, like you said, the worst thing for a mother is to have something happen to their child. But of course, as a mother, finances are the most, that's how you put food on a table, a roof over your head.
Yeah, and it's been going on for a while. She's been ignoring this, and it's now like catching up.
Uh-oh. Okay, all right. Now, what about collectively, spiritually, our spiritual forecast for the week as a whole?
Yeah, so this week, tonight, we have the full moon. So happy full moon, everyone.
Happy full moon.
And so everybody knows, nurses, cops know that full moons are always the crazy nights. Mm. And so just be aware. So I heard the word breathe, but also stay dedicated to yourself. And this week is going to be a good week to release a lot of things. So obviously we had Thanksgiving last week, and this week is about getting back on the grind and making sure that whatever steps you take are going to be conducive to a really good, proper 2024, because we're already needing to make those plans now. We need to get in that motion now.
Get in early. Don't wait till New Year's Eve. You know, you have to plan ahead for anything you want in life. You don't just do it randomly. Nothing ever happens like that. Plan. Oh, okay. Thank you so much for that. And I'm going to let you go because I'm going to start planning. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, if you would like a reading with Sirmati, 877-730-DCS1. Please follow her at Illis Divinity. And again, Madi, we'll talk to you next Monday. Love you. Woo!
Thank you, Madi.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
Yeah, that was a, that woke was you up a
therapeutic.
It was a long walk to get there.
Better than coffee right there.
Maxine, Ashley, okay, I need to ask you to just give me a little bit of a background. You are working with Pharrell, the coffee brand. How in the world did that happen?
YouTube.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you popped off on YouTube?
YouTube, yeah.
What? Tell us, give us the
Pharrell
origin
hit you
story.
Up or what happened?
So I did a cover of a song from a movie because my mom wanted to show me off to her friends, like, oh, look, my daughter can sing.
Mom's always the biggest fan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And I wanted to start a YouTube channel. I wanted to do like skits and acting. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't for covers, but I was like, oh, I have this cover. Let me just start. Let me put it.
What was the cover, may I ask?
It was from a movie called Camp.
Okay.
And is the song is called Here's Where I Stand. Not a lot of people know that movie.
That's okay though. Somebody knew it.
Got I mean, you going somewhere. Knows. Yeah.
So it obviously went viral.
Yeah, for the time of viral, like 100K or something.
That's
still a lot of little.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, we got 10 views right now on this. We're trying to get
same. I got like two.
You know how hard it is.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So then Pharrell hit you up. Did you believe it was him? Were you like, what is going on here?
Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you. I didn't know who that was.
Okay,
I didn't know who that man was.
I love that you said that because that's a different generation. That's decades and decades ago. Yeah. So like I said, he was born in the 1900s. You know what I'm saying? So then you found out who he is. What was the next step?
Well, when I found out who he was, I was like, oh my God, you're my whole child. I was like, wait. This is for real.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, this is, ooh, oh.
I like yeah, real,
yes,
for real,
for real. For real, for real. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, okay, wait, we're really in this. And he introduced me to a lot of people. And it was too much for me. I walked out the room a lot of the times.
What was it? The energy was negative. Was it too overwhelming?
It was just so overwhelming. I was living my dream. It was just too fast.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot for me.
How long, like from you putting the YouTube up to meeting Pharrell, how long was that?
So when I put the YouTube, I was like 12 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
And, I got discovered by a UK label first. And then I moved to London at 13 by myself.
Oh,
and I was there
by yourself.
Yeah.
How did that work?
Well, at the time, my mother is very supportive of me, and she had me at 15 years old. So even and for her, she was just like, "Yeah, we doing it." And I was like, yeah. "Right, okay, let's go."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she's like 20 years old.
Baby,
yeah. She's
well,
a baby
I was 15
too.
When I had my daughter. So
yeah,
I know
so
we grew up together.
Like, oh, you want to do this? All right. Listen, my mother was strict. I wasn't allowed to go outside, but I moved to London at 13 by myself.
Yo, that's wild, son.
You can't go play.
It just made no sense. She was like, no, you can't go outside.
Can't play on the soup, but you can go to London.
Go get you some tea and crumpets, girl.
Yeah. She was like, ah, they British. They not from the Bronx. You good.
It's safe over there.
The accent fools you.
They don't got guns.
It really does.
Yeah.
So fast forward to today, all of that. You said you used to get nervous. You know, you'd walk away. How are you now? How do you deal with the pressure? And also the meetings and people coming at you, working with Coffee Brown, who, by the way, won a Grammy.
Black Coffee. You keep saying it wrong.
I've said like 10 times.
Coffee Brown.
We were at the Grammys last
coffee
year.
Coffee Brown is a whole booty
hole
Brown.
I know, it's another decade, 1900s. But we were there when he won a Grammy recently. What is that? How was that connection? How'd that come about?
I was a part of that.
Yeah, I
won the Grammy, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was from, I have a friend, a producer friend called Michael. He's from Paris, and they also, he put me in connections with him, actually. Like,
oh, wow.
It was all because of him. He was just like,
this whole six degrees thing for you has been working since you were 12 years old.
And it's crazy. I never know anybody.
That is,
I didn't know who that
sometimes
was either.
It's meant to be.
And yeah. Was the, because the song with you and Black Coffee is amazing. Was it, was the connection instant or did it take some time?
I did not meet that man at all.
Oh, so,
so you recorded yours on your end.
Yeah, I just recorded it on my end.
Wow.
They was like, oh, actually Beyonce was going to sing it.
Oh.
Swear to God.
And they got you.
No, I wrote it.
And Beyonce was going to sing it.
Yeah, they, she
okay, that's another
it.
6 degrees. Beyonce is in the mix now. Would you work with her?
I don't know if I was supposed to say that.
Oh, if you did, it's okay.
We're good at editing stuff out.
We're good at editing.
No, put it in.
Leave it
no,
in.
No, she said leave that in.
Leave that all
we're trying
in.
To get the vibes out there. Yeah. Beyonce, would you work with her?
Yeah, of course.
Sure, yes.
She's like, of course.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Would you tour with her?
Yes.
Is she somebody you've looked at your career and said, oh my gosh, I mean, is she somebody that...
My mom was a big fan. My mom tells me this. She says, she was like, I birthed a Beyonce. I was like, Mom, relax.
But, you know, Beyonce started really young. You obviously, I know it was a different come up, but 12 is young.
Yeah.
What was that experience like being alone? Did you get homesick? Did you miss your mom?
Who did you live with?
I lived with a bunch of artists.
Okay.
Like, so it wasn't, when I moved over there, it wasn't necessarily London. It was a town outside of London called Kent in Westrum.
Okay.
So it's just this country, old people. Literally, I can't get lost there.
Very provincial. Very provincial.
Yeah, it's just like cows. Like, my neighbor was a cow.
I'm picturing Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the biggest news was that a duck died. Swear to God.
I'm laughing at the duck.
Where
I'm laughing at the situation.
Where did you find inspiration to write and grow where there's just ducks and cows?
I lied my way through.
Okay.
Because they said, do you know how to write music? I was like, yeah, I write music all the time. Never did it in my life. I was 12 years old.
But that's a hustler mentality.
Yeah.
If somebody asked me, can you do something? I say, yeah, and I'll figure out how to do it.
Yeah. So I was just like, I was just like making up scenarios and just like talking, like everybody,
watch a movie and write,
watching movies. Everybody was older than me, so I would just listen to them and hear their stories and just take from it. And
did you ever feel homesick? I think I asked you that, but I really want that answer. Did you miss your mom at times and want to go home?
You know, I didn't, because I was living my dream, and I was just like, this is more fun than home.
Well, of course. I'm sure Mom wouldn't let you go outside.
Yeah, I was outside finally.
Also, the support from her would be amazing too. Yeah. And you mentioned, of course, the song was originally written for Beyonce. Have you collaborated with other artists on the writing side too? Is there other artists you've written for through this process?
So the thing is, I never written for an artist. They just take in my songs. So I never wrote a song in particular for anybody in my life. I just written for me, and I was like, I don't want this. And then other artists would take it.
How was that process for an artist? Do you ever feel like you write something and then they come and take it and you're like, ah, no, I want
that. No, I love it so much. I love it because it's like, if I don't want to use it, at least it has a home. You know, at least it's not like put to waste.
Because if it's not for you, it's meant for somebody else.
Somebody.
Put it into the universe for somebody else to use.
Yeah, I love what I do. If somebody else wants it, that's like, oh my God,
that's
thank
a blessing.
You. Yeah.
More tea and crumpets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's interesting. We were listening to an artist, and this is a very old artist, but she's one of the greatest songwriters of all time. Have you ever heard of Dolly Parton?
Of course.
Oh, I don't know, girl. I don't know.
You know who Pharrell was.
I know. You know.
Titties.
But Dolly Parton, yes.
Oh, titties that she has.
Yes.
Got it.
That's how I knew. That's how I found her.
But I think about artists like Megan Thee Stallion. She's always propping Dolly up because she was such a great writer. Mm. She wrote the song Jolene and I Will Always Love You the same day in 5 hours. Have you, those two songs.
Wow.
Those
forever songs.
Forever songs. Would you like to see your writing being done by an iconic artist like a Whitney Houston, like somebody like that, you know, the song is going to live forever? Who would you want to take your song? Any artist? Because I think Maxine, you're going to be there too, though. Just meeting you're so young and you're so, I don't know, you've got this aura about you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, that's obviously why you at 12 they took you across the pond. Who would you like to see take one of your songs?
I mean, not to sound basic, but I would really love Beyonce to take it. It's
that's
just
not
like,
basic.
I mean, it's like, you know, all the greats have died. You know, she's still here.
Yes.
So I would love for her to take something.
That's answer amazing. Got wilder the further it went.
She said, everybody else is dead.
Everyone is dead.
We just got to take is gone, so Beyonce.
R.I.P. the duck. R.I.P. to the duck, dog. R.I.P. to the duck that died, bro.
You know how bad Doja Cat and SZA feel right now? Oh, they're like, damn.
I haven't got over that UK duck.
I knew you were going to be crazy when we walked in here.
I do want to ask a question about the song, you know, that we have out, we're working right now, Somebody Else. Mm-hmm. Is that written from your perspective? You know, because a lot of it is like, if you don't treat me right, somebody else will.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, is that something you went through? Has, you know, you had to tell that to your partner before, or?
Well, I never said it. I try not to be that toxic, but I write it in my music. Music is definitely therapy.
You heard her. Maxine Ashley is not a toxica.
Yes, okay. Yes, I am. I'm alive.
How do you deal with?
I said I try.
Yeah. How do you deal with relationships in this business?
I don't. I'm terrible at it.
Okay.
I do not.
You're just admitting it's just.
I am horrible.
I mean, you're young. You should be single.
Yeah.
And living
don't worry about it.
Don't
right
worry
now.
About that yet.
Or do you want a relationship? Do you crave that?
Yeah, I'm a super monogamous. I'm a hopeless
You're
romantic.
You're a relationship girl?
Yeah.
Damn. Me too. Me super too.
Monogamous. Yeah, I'm a super
we're
monogamous.
Married.
Yeah, we're married.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So me too. And I've always been that person, relationship. I didn't want to be running around. I know, you know, it's just hard.
It's not.
Right?
I'm not into it. I like one.
And
love.
You could really run if you wanted to. You know, you could really.
Yeah, but it's just not it. Yeah. It's not it for me. What too many souls.
What kind of man are you looking for?
A nice one.
A good one.
Just a good one.
Just a good one. Who's going to
be nice
supportive.
To me. God damn. Not insecure. Yeah.
Well, that must be hard with what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
That's why I love him, because he lifts me up. You need a strong man to lift up a strong woman.
Yeah.
Insecure men put you down.
They just always want to drag you down, and they
Would
don't
you
realize.
Would you need your man to also be equally as super monogamous?
Yeah.
Of okay. course. That's a good question.
I mean, I feel like
that's a given.
I think Andrew's trying to put his name in the hat, and then he's like, never mind.
Nah, you can't be flippy, wishy washy, man.
Nah, yeah. To Dana's point, monogamy is something I've never struggled with. But my question is just because in the music industry or entertainment industry, period, it's hard to find somebody who is, especially.
No,
a man,
I don't fuck with people in the industry.
No, I mean.
So you're not dating any, you're not trying to date a rapper.
No rappers, no actors, no football players.
You think the rappers are not. Faithful, you think the sports guys aren't faithful?
I'm not with it.
You've seen it, huh?
I mean, I was just in the club and I saw mad women with their asses out, and I couldn't be faithful. Like, you know what I mean?
She's a realist.
No, you're right, dude.
I don't even roll that way, and I was looking.
Yeah, like I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
No, that's
yeah.
hard.
Athletes, everybody's throwing it at
too
you.
Much temptation.
Yeah. Yeah. Rappers and athletes are about as faithful as bisexual women. That's about.
I'm bisexual.
Exactly. That's why she just said.
Well, this just took a turn.
I've never.
Yeah.
You're an enigma in itself. I've never met a super monogamous bisexual woman. So,
have you been in a relationship with a woman yet?
Yeah, that was my first relationship was with a woman.
Oh,
so it doesn't matter who. It's just somebody good that's going to treat you well and uplift you.
Yeah.
And know that the business you're in is difficult, and you got to travel. You got to do it and support you.
Exactly.
Is it easier to date a man or a woman?
Everyone's hard.
Everyone.
There's it's no all, easy right. anywhere.
Yeah, can you imagine two of me?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just the person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, well, Maxine, thank you so much for coming in. This is the beginning, I think, of something really great. You have to promise to come back in here. I remember sitting down with Beyonce. And I did. I sat
Beyonce
down with
Beyonce actually blessed our daughter.
She did. She blessed our daughter. What? And I remember feeling what a great aura she had. And I wondered as a fan, is she going to be nice? Is she going to be kind? Or what is she like behind the scenes? And she was wonderful. And you're very wonderful as well.
Thank you so much. You guys are so wonderful. I had a
you
great
better
time.
Come back here when you're like, Dana Cortez show.
Yeah, I'm going to come back with more gossip and tea.
There we go.
We love you. Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We established earlier that this Monday might be one of the worst Mondays of the year, but we're here for you. Hey, what's good, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. The Burnt Tortilla.
And this is the last day, well, I think tomorrow's the last day, technically, that we can eat turkey. Because if not, it goes bad. See what I'm saying? So today, tomorrow, this is it.
If you haven't put it in the refrigerator or just overall?
Well, Otto, if you haven't put it in the refrigerator, what's wrong with you? Yeah, you have to put it in the refrigerator.
Wait a minute, Automatic. Did you mean the freezer?
I meant whatever. Just put it away.
Oh, no. He just does what he's told, Anthony. Just put the turkey here. Put it in here. He cuts it up, slices it, and put, you know.
I put it in the little green containers. You know, like that little Tupperware that you got?
Yeah.
Don't shame.
That Tupperware that you took home that we still haven't gotten back. But hey, that's another story for another day.
Automatic, I told Anthony he could have that Tupperware.
Wow.
That is no longer our gift.
Look at me caring about Tupperware.
That's how we're going to kick off Cyber Monday, you son of a bitch.
Order me some Tupperware.
Yeah, dude.
We can't even talk.
I just went through a weekend of debating with my family, and now I got to come into this.
Oh, man, I was happy to be here until now. God.
Can we talk about the things to do with turkey, the five recipes?
Please.
Okay?
Put them in Tupperware, number one.
Number five, turkey enchiladas.
Oh. Okay, that's all right.
I make green chili.
Green chili?
Turkey enchiladas.
I would think red chili would be better.
Both are great. I'll do whichever you want. Number four, a little turkey salad. Very good. Oh, no, it's good.
Salad,
okay,
bro.
Well, all right. So that gets one gobble out of five.
Negative gobble.
Number three, turkey tacos.
I'm back at it.
They're good.
Yeah, no, I'm back at it. I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
Double,
okay,
double gobble
back.
On this one.
First, I would think that turkey tacos, but on a corn tortilla, that's good.
Come on. Let's do it. Number two is turkey soup.
Okay, all right.
You miss me with the turkey soup.
No, it's good with noodles and celery.
I'm very particular about my soup, and I don't want turkey
you
soup.
You guys are making the worst faces. We're professionals here. Let me get to number one, turkey sandwich.
Oh.
Let's go.
That's probably the best thing about Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah, dog. If you still have some Hawaiian rolls left over, too.
No mustard inside there?
No.
Why do you mean no?
No mustard. And this is going to upset some people, but Miracle Whip only. And then you add lettuce and tomato and another layer of Miracle Whip and salt and pepper.
Miracle Whip, some mustard, and then, you know, lettuce, tomato. It's amazing.
I'm here for it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You don't care how it's made, do you?
Not
as long as it's in a free Tupperware. Hi, Anthony.
Order me some Tupperware.
What's your favorite way to eat leftover turkey or leftovers in general? 877-730-DCS1. Call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I feel like this might be one of the most important conversations that we've ever had on Dana Cortez Show, Tupperware etiquette.
Oh.
It is that time of year where you are taking plates home. You are offering the people that you bring into your home a parting gift, and it's food. But if I'm putting food in a Tupperware, in a container, I would like it back. Now, that being said, the reason we're talking about it is because DJ Automatic is angry that Anthony A.
I wouldn't take it as far as saying angry, but
you
I'll say,
keep bringing it up.
I'll say bothered.
So we brought our social media.
I said angry earlier, dog.
I mean, that was for the sake of the show. I was trying to sell it. I just didn't have anything else to talk about, so I decided to call him out.
You can hear extra giggle. We brought our social media director, Chris Sumlin, into the room.
Christopher Sumlin.
So, according to your thoughts on etiquette, do you return the Tupperware after you're done, or do you keep it?
Heck no, you keep it. It's ghetto to give it back.
Oh.
Imagine somebody give you some greasy spaghetti stained bowl back. Don't nobody want that.
Mr. Sumlin.
Don't nobody want no greased down spaghetti bowl. Got chicken grease on it.
With
ham
the
hot
stains,
grease with the rest.
Hold on, but don't you wash it and then offer it back?
No, because that's why you keep disposable plastic in the house, because you just kind of give it away. You package it up and
you
give it away.
I like it, dude.
You don't spend a lot of money on containers?
If my wife was that person who bought disposable stuff,
I would be okay with it.
She buys this like high-end, I don't know what
very
it has,
Dana
like doesn't
Cortez-ish.
Have the BPA
I can imagine. Very hot. This is Dana Cortez who walks right here in Chanel, drip from head to toe, who's giving us 1,000 looks every morning in the mirror. Of course she don't got no plastic.
She don't have no regular.
She got the Lululemon of Tupperware.
The Lululemon of Tupperware, Dana Cortez.
The Skims version of Tupperware, bro.
I'm not surprised.
Is it equally ghetto to bring my own Tupperware to a function with intentions of taking food to go?
I might ask you to leave before you come in.
That's even worse. Oh, my God.
I got Tupperware in the car, guys.
Don't worry. Let me ask this question then. Imagine you go to a club and you bring a bottle of liquor. Do you take the bottle home?
I don't think that's against the law.
Take the bottle back? You go to a house party and you bring a bottle.
I have never done that. I don't even drink. If I take a bottle, you got to keep. That is a gift.
Okay.
You're talking about like a house party.
I don't believe in the Tupperware, but I'm going to take my little fifth of vodka home.
That's not ghetto. That's ratchet.
And on that note, you know what, Anthony? I want my Tupperware back. 877-730-DCS1. Tap in with your thoughts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.